we greet to this broadcast, to this word observation with Brother Frank, all brothers and sisters around the world who have tuned in very warmly. We are grateful to God for the last message, for the word of truth that we are about to hear just now. Before Brother Frank speaks to us, I would like to read a word of introduction from the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1, from verse 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So far, this precious word of God. I now ask Brother Frank, I too would like to greet everyone very warmly and also extend the many greetings. It is wonderful to receive greetings from all over the world and then can pass them on from those who have been blessed by the Word, who have been addressed by the Word, to whom the Word has been revealed. We are very grateful for the grace that God has given us. Let us just speak very briefly about our time. I hope all brothers understand that I cannot pass on the greetings personally today. It is just so wonderful to extend all greetings personally. We have arrived in a time where no one knows what will happen next. Everyone is in suspense as to what will happen next. And when we heard the announcement of Mr. Putin that he wants to declare victory on the 9th of May, May the 9th reminds him and also us of the end of the Second World War, when the Russian army celebrated victory in Berlin. But the Lord knows everything. We are in the end time. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, costly times, everything as foretold is happening before our eyes. And we are grateful to the Lord for the orientation that we have in the Word of God. Now that we have arrived in May, let me briefly mention two things. It was on the 7th of May, 1946, that Brother Branham was given the direct commission, that he was told exactly what ministry he was given, that he was given a gift of divine healing, and that he was to preach the gospel. All of us who are familiar with the end-time message know what was said and then carried out. Then we have May the 14th, 1948, when Ben-Gurion proclaimed the State of Israel. After all these thousands of years, Israel has become a state. Bible prophecy has been fulfilled before our eyes, but it is indeed written that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles will have been fulfilled. And we are indeed on the verge of it. Great things are about to happen. We will all be amazed at what will happen in the Middle East, what will happen here and there, and in the whole world. It is the end time, and everything that has been predicted is coming true. But today, I want to put the biblical proclamation upon the lampstand and only accept what God has said in His Word. We have heard it in the word of introduction. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten us again unto a living hope. Today, we are going to read some scriptures to show everyone clearly that the preaching of the New Testament was founded on the Old Testament, and that Bible prophecy of the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. And so we ask now that Brother Borg reads to us. Please, we read from Romans 1, verse 1 to 3a. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God. Here it speaks of the calling as a servant of Jesus Christ to preach the word. We ask for verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. This is the most important thing that has been said here, to proclaim God's message of salvation, which he, the living God, announced through his prophets in the Old Testament. This is the task of a true servant of God. And we will see, and I ask Brother Borg to read the first two verses again, and then directly also verse 3, please. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, praise the Lord. May I pass this on to all preachers throughout the earth, not to proclaim what church fathers have ever proclaimed, but the gospel, the divine message of salvation, in which Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, is the main thing we proclaim. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Let us read on. We read from Ephesians 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. The apostles incorporated Bible prophecy of the Old Testament into the proclamation of the New Testament, and founded everything biblically from the very first moment. And therefore, I must emphasize before God that there is only one divine message of salvation, only one eternally valid gospel, which is founded and proclaimed as we have just read it, as God himself announced it in the Old Testament, through the prophets, and proclaimed it in the New Testament, through the apostles. And so, the building up was done on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Praised be our Lord. All other churches have laid their own foundations. The foundation of the Church of the Living God, for the Church of Jesus Christ, for the Church of the sons and daughters of God, has been laid here, and that's how it will remain throughout eternity. And that is where we must now come back to. Yes, we have to be brought back to it. For the proclamation at the end must be exactly as it was at the beginning. Please. We read from Psalms 2, verse
7.
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Announced in the Old Testament, happened in the New, and biblically presented by the apostles and left to us. Please, we read from Luke 10, verse
22.
All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Yes, this too is simply very tremendous. No one can understand who God is, how God has revealed himself, why it is written here of the Father and there of the Son, and only to whom God will reveal it. As sure as the Son of God is the revelation of God in visible form, only in this way we can recognize by grace what God intended, namely that he wanted to bring us back into our original position as sons and daughters, and that he wanted to give us the adoption as sons by grace. And this he has done. And when our Lord himself says, no one knows, so by himself it is not possible. We can study. It doesn't work. We must and may have it revealed to us by God. We read on. We read from 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse
14.
I will be his father, and he shall be my son. I ask Brother Borg to always give the parallel scriptures in the New Testament. You can all read for yourselves how the Old Testament prophecy that has become reality in the New Testament has been rendered, and that is what matters. The promise in the Old Testament, the fulfillment in the New Testament. We read on. We read from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Parallel scripture, Matthew 1, verse 23. So, in the Old Testament, the promise, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And then the fulfillment in the New Testament. The angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, you have found grace in the sight of God. Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And that born of thee will be called the Son of God. Please, we read from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 5. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. For this too, we can only give thanks. The parallel scriptures can all be found in the New Testament. And we are simply grateful to God for bringing us back to the Word, for not accepting anything other than what God has promised, fulfilled and ordained to be proclaimed in His Word. All churches can have their own proclamation. We all know that the Roman Church has 245 dogmas. And if we look at all the other churches, how many paragraphs are found in their creeds? One has 39 paragraphs. All of them have laid down what they believe and teach and practice in their own creeds. The creed of the true believers is here, is here, is here, and no other may apply. For the Church of the Living God, there is only what is written in the Testament, and a Testament is final. It has the seal, and we are thankful for it. Please, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that Holy One, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Oh, how wonderful! What did we hear in the word of introduction? Born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Just as the birth of the Son of God was only possible because the divine seed was placed into Mary, and then the birth could take place. First, the begetting by the Spirit, and then the birth of the begotten. It is exactly the same with us. We have been born again by the power of God and have received new eternal life by grace. But how did it happen? Just as the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, so must and did the Holy Spirit come upon the New Testament Church on the day of Pentecost and put the new divine life into us. And thus, out of children of men became children of God. Everything is harmoniously connected. Please, we read Psalms 22, verse 10. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. Also a precious promise. You, O God, are the one who placed me in my mother's womb. Let us read on. Luke 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The first thing that comes to pass is, You are my Son, today I have begotten thee. And we are just so grateful. And let me emphasize it. Throughout the Old Testament and throughout eternity, there has never been any mention of a son. Isaiah never spoke of a son of God. No prophet spoke of a Trinity. No one said, Here is the Father and here is the Son. Throughout the Old Testament, it was God, the Lord, Elohim, Yahweh, and He, whom we know from the Old Testament as Elohim, as God, in the New Testament is the Father, Him, whom we know as Yahweh, as Lord from the Old Testament. In the New Testament is the Lord, the Son. And so the Father revealed himself in the Son. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Please. Psalms 22, verse 23. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Parallel scripture, Hebrews 2, verse 12. That is also very important. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Our Redeemer has become the firstborn among many brethren, has revealed to us the name in which God has revealed himself to us as Father in the Son and through the Holy Spirit. The name that is above all names. But as emphasized earlier, in the Old Testament, then I will declare thy name unto my brethren, not unto the people, not unto all men who go their own way, but I will reveal thy name unto my brethren. And so we thank our Lord and Savior that he has indeed done it, that the New Testament covenant name has been revealed to us, in which is salvation, forgiveness, everything has been given to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. We read on. Psalms 89, verse 28. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. I hope, beloved brothers and sisters, and especially that all ministering brethren rejoice that God has brought us back to the beginning, that we simply respect what the Apostle Paul wrote in his first letter. We preach the gospel as God promised through his prophets in the Old Testament. And so far, we have read all the Old Testament scriptures, all of which are requoted in the New Testament. And with joy, I may say, every time I think about it, that at the first coming of the Lord, 109 prophecies and scriptures from the Old Testament have been fulfilled in the New. Oh, then I say thanks to God for the Old and New Testament, and it is one book that God has given us, And we may believe with all our hearts, as the scripture has said it. May I ask, beloved ministering brethren, do you preach the word as we have now read it? That you place the gospel as God announced it through the prophets in the Old Testament and had it proclaimed and written down through the apostles in the New. And only in this way was and comes to fulfillment, being built upon the foundation, on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. We are so grateful to God for bringing us back to the beginning. Please, we read from 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Praise be to our Lord. What about all those who have in their confession, in their creed, that there is a Trinity, that there are three eternal persons? The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Spirit is eternal. What do these people say to this scripture, which bears witness to the fact that the Son was not born in eternity and not in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, that he came into the flesh? Every spirit that confesses this, as written by the Apostle John, is of God. Whoever confesses otherwise, whoever confesses another Jesus, whoever preaches another Jesus, is not of God. On the contrary, that is against God. And the German word anti means against. Everything that does not agree with God and God's word is anti, against God, against God's word, against Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, the serious admonition to all, come and humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Let God's word alone be valid. Come out of all error and confusion. Believe God alone and no man. We read on. We read from Galatians 1, verse 8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. This is also such a serious word. Whoever preaches another gospel Then the apostles preached a different message of salvation. He no longer has a message of salvation and is under the curse. And if the word strikes us today in such a way that all who preach another gospel are under the curse, even if they speak of blessing, brothers and sisters, the word of God is so serious. What good is it for a cleric to raise his hand and make the cross three times, pronouncing a blessing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? It is blasphemy, but not a blessing. Blessing is only where everything that happens must happen in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. For thus it is written, whether in works or words, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every baptism, every blessing, everything is done according to the testimony of the Holy Scriptures in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where will you be who have taught the Trinity, who have kept people in error all your lives? Have you never read what is written in Hebrews 9, verse 27? It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. The preachers of the false gospel, the false teachings, will bear the responsibility for the sincere souls in all the churches and denominations who are looking for God, who want to experience God, but who are held in error. May God grant grace that deliverance through redemption, through the blood of the Lamb, may be manifested, that the Spirit of God may come upon the people and work the new divine life in us, and that we may be born again of the seed of the Word of God. For only he who is born of God has eternal life, and only those who have eternal life can and will live eternally. Oh, how one should proclaim loudly with a voice of thunder and hold before the eyes and hearts of all denominations the biblical truth. Return to God and to the original proclamation. Please, we read from 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist. Here too, we have a very serious word. All who say, Christ has already come, and spread the various doctrines. The Holy Scripture clearly says that the same Jesus who was taken up from us into glory will return in the same way, and we are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. And when he returns, then he comes with a trump of God, with a voice of the archangel, and then those who have fallen asleep in Christ will hear the wake-up call and will be resurrected, and we who are alive will be changed and taken up together to meet the Lord in the air and then enter with him into glory. So please believe that the same Lord will return in the same way as he went to heaven. Let us read on. We read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. This too has come to pass. The time has come, and it had already come at the time of the apostles, that false teachings were presented, and that Paul had to put biblical teaching upon the lampstand again and again, and especially in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the direct admonition to Timothy: preach the word, be it in season or out of season, preach the word, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. This word has a very special meaning for me, as it has often been testified from my mouth. I can imagine how difficult it is for you to believe that the Lord in our time spoke to Brother Frank with an audible voice, with absolute clear words in the German language, when he called out to me the words, "My servant, read 2 Timothy 4, I will speak to you." And the Lord has spoken to me, especially through this word. And I have only one thing to do, and that is to preach the word. The church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets? On what foundation are all churches, all denominations, all confessions built? I don't want to go into detail. Let us read further. We read from Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Amen. This is the most important word read today. Every word of God is important, but especially the promise we have just heard. Our Lord waits in heaven. Him heaven must receive. Until when? Until when? Brothers and sisters, until when must heaven receive him? Until the times when everything has been restored, as God promised and announced through the mouth of the prophets. So, before the return of Jesus Christ can take place, this promise must be fulfilled, that everything, as it was arranged by the apostles in the beginning, will also be arranged again now, namely as God revealed it to his holy prophets. And the apostles proclaimed what God promised and announced through the prophets. And as the last promise before the return of Jesus Christ, we are told that the time will come when the Lord will restore everything to its original state, just as he proclaimed it through the mouth of the prophets and then through the mouth of the apostles. That is the reason why God has called and sent Brother Branham in our time, that he has indeed brought us back to the original word, to the truth, to the Old and New Testament. Brothers and sisters, just as some appeal to Martin Luther, others to Augustine, others to Athanasius, others to all the founders of the various churches, to William Booth, to whatever the names may be, all churches and fellowships refer to a main person who was decisive for their faith. We refer to the promised prophet for this time, as certain as God said in the last verses of the Old Testament, in the prophet Malachi, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, As certain as our Lord, after the ministry of John the Baptist, mentioned this promise again in Matthew 17, verse 10 and 11. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Shall I hit the table with a hammer? Should I hit the desk with my fist? Shall I emphatically cry out to all ministering brethren and to all the people of God? The scriptures are fulfilled before our eyes. Jesus waits in heaven until all things have been restored, as God promised through the prophets. Our Lord says, Elijah will come. What did Elijah do? He took the 12 stones. He called the people together. And God answered. And the hearts of the people were brought out of dispersion. They all went in different directions. The hearts of the children of Israel were brought back to God on Mount Carmel, brought back to the Word of God. That is exactly how it happened in our time. Oh, what more could be said? Our time is up. May the Lord God bless us all. We are waiting for the return of the Lord. It can only happen when everything has been restored to its original state. Please respect God's holy word. If you do not respect God's word, then God will let you walk on. Don't you worry. If God's holy word has nothing to say to you, you don't need to open the Bible. You can read a novel and then go to bed. I conclude with the words, the Lord God has fulfilled the promises. He has sent Elijah. He has restored everything. All Bible doctrines, all biblical practices, everything about the Godhead, baptism, original sin, about unbelief, about everything God has restored. Now it must be in the true believers who do not only belong to a church, but belong to the bright church of the Lamb. For thus it is written, and his bride has made herself ready. It is not written, and all the churches and all the denominations have made themselves ready, but his bride has made herself ready. And now it is happening under the preaching of the true restored word. All things have been proclaimed as it was in the beginning, and the Lord himself will bring his work to completion in all of us who we believe with all our hearts. And we all wait daily that the final supernatural work of the Spirit of God be manifested, and that the Lord will bring everything to completion by grace. Be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God, and especially all ministering brethren. Please read all these scriptures. Humble yourselves under God's word, and may the Lord grant you the grace to pass on the word of God as the divine food. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The Lord God bless you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We stand up, and Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word that we have heard in this broadcast this morning. We thank you for addressing us personally. Give grace to all who have heard your word to recognize what the Spirit had to say to us this morning. Thank you for this broadcast, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. You have given grace to speak and grace to hear. To you be the glory and the worship in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.